Better access to the rail network for disabled passengers is the focus of a conference being held in Bristol today. Organised by the campaign group Rail Future, it'll see industry experts looking at the issue of inclusion and what's being done to make the railways work for everyone, after research found people with disabilities still encounter barriers to using trains. Rail sector champion for the Minister for Disabled People, it's Stephen Brooks, MBE, chairing the conference, and is on the line now. Good morning. Thank you for your time this morning.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning. Let's just talk about some of the issues that people with disabilities encounter. I mentioned encountering barriers to using trains. What are the key barriers that need to be overcome?
Well, the thing is, of course, barriers are many different forms and different things to different people. I suppose the problem can be that disability is viewed as really the wheelchair and a white stick, whereas, of course, there's all kinds of physical and sensory impairments which make it very difficult for some people to access rail. And of course, while individual rail companies try or claim to be doing a lot for disabled people, nevertheless, some of their equipment, some of the stations and some of the geography makes it very difficult for a consistent service to be provided.
I mean, I appreciate you say that they claim they're doing things, but of course, for some rail stations, they're just not designed. I appreciate that you can put in disabled access, I understand that, but I can think of two stations near me where a lot of work, a lot of investment needs to happen, and I appreciate that's one of the things you're looking at, but the whole structure of the station would have to change.
Yeah, and of course that is something that should be taken into account, because I think, you see, the other point we have to bear in mind is that the rail companies are not doing disabled people a favour by letting them travel. They're gaining access to the £250 billion a year that the disabled people in this country spend. Now, you know, there's no economic sense in precluding 20% of the population from your services. And if that means you've got to make alterations and adjustments, then they have to be made. It's not something that is we can't do it. It's an actual requirement, because otherwise the companies lose that access to those customers.
So when I mention about industry experts looking at the issue of inclusion, who are the experts we're talking about here? I appreciate you're chairing the event.
Yes. While I'm the Minister's sector champion, as a chair, one has to be sort of neutral. But in effect today, I mean, we've got people like directors from the rail companies, Cross Country Trains, Great Western, Network Rail are talking about shaping accessibility. We've got West Midlands Trains, and we've got a varied audience of people who, again, are going to be contributing both in the workshops and at the event itself in making sure that everybody is starting to talk with a consistent tongue. There, again, is another problem, of course, that the different demographics of the different companies can be quite amazing, because Cross Country, for example, is basically run for leisure travel, whereas, of course, South West Trains or Great Western has a preponderance of commuters within the urban area. In my part of the world, because I live in Blackpool, we have an issue with Northern Rail, where we've got very rural areas, say in Cumbria or Yorkshire, and then balanced against that, we have Manchester, Liverpool, York, Leeds, all of which are big number users. So we have to take into account the fact that each area has to be fit for purpose, but it's also got to be interlinked so that companies need to talk to each other as well.
And, you know, we talked about stations, access to stations and alterations that may need to be made. How about access to the train itself? I mean, how accessible are the actual rolling stock these days? I mean, is that improving?
Sadly, no. Some of the new trains that have been bought in at high cost are actually finding or proving to be quite, I'll use the word disastrous in some respects. There are certain areas where trains have been designed without taking into account any form of inclusion of the very people that they're supposed to be catering for. One of the things I do feel, and it has been successful, I'm setting several organisations up, is to get a pan-disability, that's all kinds of disabilities, together in a working group with the rail companies and with the access managers. Because then you start getting an outcome, and simple things that can be taken on board and taken into account are done so immediately, so that you end up with a service provided by the disabled people for disabled people, and the rail company benefit.
Well, the other thing I was just thinking, I was actually expecting you to say it improved, actually, Stephen. So I'm surprised there. But also, I'm just thinking about also station staff and railway staff. Because, of course, they've got to be sensitive to people's needs as well, understand those needs. Is that improving or is that changing? Do you notice?
Well, industry attitudes and perceptions, of course, again, are very important. And this is another thing that I emphasise, and the Minister emphasises, and all kinds of disabled people and organisations emphasise, that disabled people need to be part of the training process. I have both hidden disabilities and very obvious mobility issues. But sometimes, at a time of stress, for example, if there are delays and cancellations, those can get overlooked because the staff themselves are put under immense pressure. Now, we need to train the staff to recognising that it's not just a wheelchair and a ramp. It's also people with Alzheimer's, with dementia, who can get very, very confused and very worried. And we have to account for that and not make the situation worse and create confrontation. We need to actually work together in making everybody safe. And I will also make a point there about staff, that sometimes the staff get the most dreadful abuse from people who actually don't help the situation. And therefore, that member of staff has to, for the rest of the day, be possibly touched by the fact that they've been abused and therefore they're going to be tetchy anyway. So we need a great deal of thought about how we as customers perceive the industry and how the industry perceives us.
And just finally, Stephen, so what can be the outcome of your conference this weekend? What would you like to take people to take away from this?
Well, I'm going to say that one of the things that is very important. The actual title of the conference is Every Passenger Matters. Now, I've worked with Network Rail and with the Department for Transport on a project called A Railway for Everyone. And I think that, again, is the thing that we have to bear in mind. It's not just about, segmenting or siloing that it's disabled people and rail. It's everybody and rail. Because if you get it right for disabled people of all calibres, you're getting it right for everyone.
OK, I appreciate your time this morning, and I hope it goes well this weekend. Thank you very much, Stephen Brooks, MBE, Rail Sector Champion for the Minister for Disabled People, here on BBC Radio Bristol.